So we're walking away now from Molyneux. Newcastle United have picked up what you would consider a good point, really, given they were 1-0 down earlier in the game. An interesting game to analyse when you look at the first sort of 20-25 minutes. Newcastle dominate possession, create a lot of chances. Probably should have had a penalty for a tug on Sean Longstaff, which wasn't given despite the presence of VAR. And then after that, a lack of sharpness really on other opportunities. And yeah, it's one where you would have felt really hard done by walking away right now had Newcastle lost the game. Second half, gave it a real go. Created a lot of traffic in and around the final third. Almiron, I thought, was industrious, trying to create openings, kept the pressure on until ultimately ran out of steam. And then, obviously, I'm sure you will have all seen the equalising by now. A half clearance from Wolves. And it's a Maximin arriving, and there's just no stopping that. It's exactly what he can do. On the back of the week before, when he made 3 assists, it would have obviously been a deep disappointment to, yeah, on the back of the Man City game, had St Maximin been walking off the field after a defeat, I think that would have been a big come down from last week. But for him to get that equaliser and set up a grandstand finish in which Newcastle could have won it, Anderson forcing, helping force the ball off the bar at the end, and then a free kick after an Anderson run sent wide by Fabian Schär. So Newcastle really, they could have been leaving here with 3 points. I wouldn't be standing here saying they didn't deserve it, because on the balance of play overall, they probably would have been worthy of it. But they take a point, and it's just interesting that they're on this run where they are picking up results at times when they're not fully at the best. And today, the part where they weren't at the best was probably the finishing element of it, until St Maximin's goal, of course. So it was final third. Work in the final third had to be improved. But yeah, you can't complain with a point at Wolves. Yes, they've had a bad start the season from their own standards, but there'll be teams that come here and lose heavily. So huge point from that point of view. And I think the result was made all the better by the fact that you had the new signing unable to play due to a work permit issue, which should get sorted very soon. Bruno Guimaraes injured, picked up a niggle in training, so Newcastle couldn't rely on his services. So, you know, that's weakened Newcastle before ball's being kicked. And now it was up to others to grasp the opportunity. So hard to say whether some of them that got the chance did do that, but I just don't think that it's about that right now, because Newcastle have got a point as a team. One big positive, I thought, was actually Jacob Murphy coming off the bench. Had a part in the goal and made a few telling runs later on. Only a cameo. Fraser did okay as well when he came on. Offered a threat. Gave Wolves something to think about. And he seemed pretty happy with his performance, smiling as he left the ground. So, all in all, it wasn't a bad afternoon for Newcastle. Supporters seemed very happy with the point at the end. It's been a few times now this fixture's finished 1-1. And today, going into it, would you have accepted a point? We're always interested to hear what people's views are. I think you'd probably take a point, given the way the game unfolded, really. And just really to reflect on what's probably been a positive week, a point against Man City, getting through in the League Cup, and a point here today against Wolverhampton before they move on to Liverpool, where they've not won a game for a long, long time. But that's it. That's for another day. Newcastle emerged with a point here, and now they've got to start focusing on Anfield on Wednesday evening.